last time we said from Surah Al-Hujurat and from many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we said that first thing he say salam to your brother, and when he say salam to your reply, and also when he sneezes, after saying Alhamdulillah, you say him Alhamdulillah, he replies to you, of course, with the same dua. Then after that, when he is sick, you go visit. That's number three. Number four, if he dies, then you follow his funeral or you follow his janaza. Number five, if he makes an oath on you to do something or not to do something for the sake of Allah, as long as it's not disobedient to Allah to do, or it's an obedience to Allah not to do. So if that oath, you don't fulfill it. If someone asks you, don't do this, and it is supposed to be done, and he said, wallahi, you don't do it, then he said, no, I will do. You go make up for your own. Oh, or he says you do this, and it's not supposed to be done, also tempting. But he says you, wallahi, you have to do this, and if it's something good, you just do it. Do not make the brother break his oath. That's what he means. Number six, that you give advice, especially if you are asked for advice. And here is a problem. Because most of the people, they think that their status will go down if they seek advice from someone who knows. Even younger, it doesn't matter. Rich or poor, doesn't matter. So as long as that person knows more than you in that area or that field or that concept, you have to ask. And the other brother has to give sincere advice for the sake of Allah. Do not also use the chance and put down the brother or the sister for that. So it is a mutual thing. Number seven, that you love for your brothers and sisters, and you said this is a hard one. You love for them what you love for yourself, and you hate for them what you hate for yourself. And how all the Muslim community is like one whole body. If one unit complains, or one part of that body complains, all the body aches. Number eight, that you give victory to your brother and sister, and do not give up on them. Right? And if that person transgressor, you stop him, and that's the way you help him. If he transgresses, you bring his right, and that's how you help him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith of Sahih, al-Muslim akhu al-Muslim, Muslim is a brother for his other Muslim brother. لا يظلمه, never transgress him. ولا يخذله, never put him down. Or never run away from him. ولا يحقره, don't put him down. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, ما من امرئ مسلم, there will be no Muslim person, ينصر مسلما في موضع ينتهك فيه عرضه وتستحل فيه حرمته إلا نصره الله في موطن يحب نوصيه نصره. Allah سبحانه وتعالى will never leave a person who gives victory to his brother in a time of need, or protect him in his absence or his presence in a time that that brother needs. Allah will return it back to you in a time that you need your honor to be given back to you as well. Allah will give it to you for the same situation. Today we are talking about things that don't. So it's also included here. وَلَا مِنْ إِمْرِئٍ, and there will be no person. خَذَرَ مُسْلِمًا, like he gave up on a Muslim brother or sister, or did not help them out in a time of need or help. فِي مَوْتٍ لِمْ تُنْتَهَكُ فِي حُرْمَتُ, in a time that this person is transgressed or his honor is attacked. إِلَّا خَذَلَهُ اللَّهُ فِي مَوْضِعٍ يُحِبُّ فِيهِ نَصْرَهُ, except Allah will give him the same thing in a time that he wants to be his right to come back, but Allah will not give him his right back. This is narrated in Muslim Imam Ahmad, بسند فيه لين, بسند قوي جدا, ولكن الحديث يأخذ أيضا في صالح الأعمال. وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم, من رد عن عرض أخيه رد الله عن وجهه النار يوم القيامة. Whoever protects the honor of his brother, Allah will protect his face from his fire. Also, the Muslim towards his Muslim brother is not supposed to touch him with any harm, directly or indirectly, hurt him in his family or his place or plan against him. That Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, كل المسلم على المسلم حرام دمه وماله وعرضه, في الحديث الذي رواه مسلم, that every Muslim and another Muslim is forbidden his money, his honor, and his blood. His money means you cannot steal, cannot deceive to take the money without right. You cannot, this is money. Why? So anything taking the money without right is haram. especially from the Muslim brother. Double his blood, killing, hurting, injuring. Same thing, death. And Allah protected that. Urdu, his honor, physically and also the matters of honor, like don't insult, do not backbite. This is urdu. Urdu is not only wife and the daughter and the mother to attack physically. It is also accusing him with things that dishonoring him. This is haram to do to your Muslim brother or sister. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said also, لا يحل لمسلم أن يروع مسلما. رواه أحمد وأبو داود. That Muslim is haram on him to scare his Muslim brother. And that's a lesson for our youth, our young, our children. Do not hide in a place and scare the person. So it applies to you go to Astro World or you go to Disneyland or you go to those areas, scary places. That's not right. Not right. Because it's scaring the person. Allah says the Muslim is not supposed to scare a Muslim. You go to the non-Muslim to scare you, Allahu Akbar, to scare your kid. Subhanallah. You make them shaky, scary. They should be scared of Allah, the day of judgment, the hellfire, and this life. And go crying and they scream. Why are you going to ride if you scream? Just for the thrill of it? Subhanallah, something can happen to your brain, something can happen to your heart. This is not good at all. So a Muslim cannot scare his Muslim brother. And also Rasulullah said, لا يحل لمسلم. Also this is سند سيلين, I mean the chain of narration is not as strong as it's supposed to be, but still, لا يحل لمسلم أن يشير إلى أخيه بنظرة تؤذيه. Even look at him like in a way to hurt him or humiliate him is not supposed to happen.
What difference between two girls?
Between?
Difference between two girls.
What?
And they, you know, look differently, you know. They hate each other, you know. Like,
no, hate each other.
It's not hate. It's not hate. Right. Like, the way they look at themselves is very strange, you know.
I understand. So, the working of the heart is Allah's work. We cannot say hate each other or hurt each other. But the way you're supposed to look for your Muslim brother is to tell him assalamu alaikum, alaikum salam, as we always say, this is the minimum you do. Because the word salam is very important. We are not saying that you deal deeply if you don't agree. If you find a brother that needs to help, you will help. No. If you find a brother in need, you will need. The adversity will stand aside. But it is a matter of the hatred, you should take it out of our hearts. We hate for the sake of Allah. If someone is doing something against the teaching of Allah and His Rasul, yes, I will hate him. Yes, I will hate him and now I will kill him. You got to change that, otherwise the rights of the brother or his brother does not apply to you. And we have many cases in Islam regarding this. We have many cases. Abdullah ibn Umar, one of his sons, he used to throw a small stone on the street. So he told him, Rasulullah told us, نهى عن الفرق. فإنه يعني يفقع العين ولا يصيب الطير. يعني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, do not do this small stone and throw maybe somewhere in the street, something in his eye. Or does not hunt يعني a bird or something. So he listened to his brother. Then later on, he do it again and again. He told him, I'm telling you, Rasulullah said, if you keep doing it, والله I will never talk to you till I die. As long as you are doing this. And he never talked to him until he died. Yes? Another hadith, صحيح. That Abdullah ibn Zubayr ibn al-Awwam, he's a great Sahaba. His mother is Asma ibn Abi Bakr, the daughter of Abu Bakr, his grandfather Abu Bakr from the other side. And the grandfather side, his father is Zubayr ibn al-Awwam, the cousin of Rasulullah, said Aisha is his mother's sister. And in the time after Rasulullah said Aisha used to give everything she had. So anything comes, does not say, following the sunnah of Rasulullah. The Azad is well, Allah, if someone tell him, she's sitting here and there with right and left and she does not care to say anything. So he said out of, like, you know, being, he said, Allah, if she does not stop, I will regret her. You know, when you have like a family member or someone who prays without living, he said, I will get a court order of guardianship on that body. He said, I will do the same thing for her. Just said the word. So when someone went to her, told her that he said that if he says so, Allah, I will never talk to him. Because you cannot say that to Umm al-Mu'mineen. This is the mother of the Mu'mineen, it's not like any other lady. and she's sitting for the sake of Allah, all the community, they stand one side, and they know that someone is wrong, they have to tell him, you are wrong, and you will not be a member of this community until you come back and become right. So she said, Allah, I will never talk to him. And he, when he heard that, he got scared. He got scared so much. So he started telling everyone, please go tell Sada'a, please go tell my aunt to forgive me, please. And she never forgets. She said, I swear Allah, I will never break my oath. I will never break my oath. Until he asked to the Sahaba, one of them is Al-Mithwar ibn Makhawar, and Allah, and Allah, and the Sahaba, Rasulullah, and the oath. And he told him, and the other one was a brother to Sayyidah Aisha from her mother's side. Yani the mother of Sayyidah Aisha, Umm Ruman, daughter of Abu Bakr, she was married to someone else before, and she had a son. So that son is the brother of Sayyidah Aisha from mother only, not from Abu Bakr. So he's two other tribes. So he was coming to visit Sayyidah Aisha, so he was 15, 15. So this is okay. So they took him in the middle, and they covered him with their clothes. Yani Abdullah is very broken in the middle, this were in this side, and the other brother is the other side, and they covering him with their amaya, look, and they covering him so no one can see. And before they enter, said Aisha, there is a curtain. So she can see through it with the curtain, of course. But she sees two men only. So they said, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi. May we enter? She said, of course, enter. She said, all of us enter? These are smart Sahaba, huh? All of us enter? She said, yes, all of you enter. So when they enter, they uncovered Abdullah ibn Zubayr. So she avoided. Because how can you say that to your aunt, like your mom? How you are gonna stop her controlling the money if she's giving to Sabili Allah Talaqa? So he has the heart and he starts crying, please forgive me. He said, no, I know you did wrong. And you know, kept going back and forth. And then she said, all right, and he forgave him. And she went and freed 40 slaves for her own. For what oath? For one slave. But this is Umm al-Mu'mineen, the mother of the Mu'mineen. She do 40 times more than anyone else. So prove to him that she will still spend for the sake of Allah everything here. See the point? See? So, as we said before, Al-Hubbu yakunu fi Allah wal-Bughdu eh? Yakunu fi Allah. You hate for the sake of Allah, you love for the sake. That's what we all teach you. But for personal things, it shouldn't be. Like that brother, he is comes and I told him to do something and then he refused. So I'm not going to deal with him. Or that brother, he did not agree with me in the opinion or the plan I wanted to do. He did not support me in the election, so I'm not going to talk to him. This is wrong. If we avoid each other for that sake, then we are wrong. Not good Muslims. But if a brother, I feel him come to pray, and he does not want to pray, then I only, my contact with him is to give him advice. Not dealing, not staying together, not staying close, as much as possible, avoid. As long as he does not want to change, that person is doing something haram, or his family from inside doing something haram, and I'm advising him this is wrong, and he likes his family to do such a thing, I avoid. And the list goes on and on. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. This is a muttafaq alayhi hadith, and hadith agreed upon. Muslim means real Muslim. And the word Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sometimes we have to know the keys for the hadith. Do not take the general meaning sometimes. Meaning. So you need someone to teach you the right thing. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى. No one will be a believer unless he do such and such. That means if he doesn't do that, he's not a believer, he's a kafir, he's a believer. Means this, literally. But this is not what's meant in the hadith. Means no one will be a complete believer. So be careful when you talk to someone. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no one of you will be a believer unless you love for his brother from what he loves for himself. So if we have a Muslim brother who is selfish, that means he's a disbeliever? No. He's selfish, yes. He prays, because he's sincere, but he does not give the end of the world. He's selfish. That's his way. He's faqih, he's changing, he's selfish, he's that. So we cannot say you are a disbeliever. Incomplete believer. Yes, weak ones, incomplete believers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, مَا الْمُؤْمِنُ مَنْ أَمِنَهُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمُ وَأَمْوَالِهِمُ رواه أحمد والترمذي والحاكم. So the mu'min, the real believer, the complete believer, is the one that rich the believers will entrust him with their money and their things and their affairs and their secrets. That's a complete believer. When you find people who are talking about an ideal community now, not someone disobedient and people trust him, then it's not good. This one. We are talking about someone who is good, doing his worship and doing the things that require. Because not everyone doing ibadah is trusted to everyone. Right? We are talking about a person doing all kinds of requirements, avoiding all kinds of forbidden things. Plus this, people trust him. We are not talking otherwise. So don't mix, as I said, the key for the hadith. So if you find someone, Auzubillah min ash-shaytanir rajeem, he's disobedient and he does everything, but people love him. So he is bad, people bad also, who love him. We are not talking about those. We are talking about this community, the community of the masjid, the community who worship Allah, the community who is avoiding the haram, the community who is doing the halal, doing amr al-ma'ruf, and nahy al-munkar, yu'minuna billah. Plus that, people trust them. If I am traveling, I tell him, please take care of my family and my assets. It's not easy to send that to anyone now in this life. Not simple to trust someone with your family and your assets. You know that person, you're giving him a green light in a dangerous area. So if he's not really on that level, means there is no single doubt when I have 1 week or 1 day or 1 month outside, I have no single doubt that this person will transgress the limit. He will call, and if he needs anything, he's grocery, he needs something. I have like such and such brother, and he brings the thing, leave it in the door, and they go away. Okay, I want to pick the kids, bring them some toys or something, take them away. Don't enter, don't transgress your limit. But that's what Rasulullah used to teach us. That's what Umar ibn Khattab used to do. When he sent the soldiers, the army, jihad everywhere, he goes on the door. What is that? You need anything? Write the list. You have Abdul Rahman ibn Awf, then write the list. Go bring it, put it out. Salaamu alaikum, you're stuck here. You need anything? Send it to me. That's his job. Finish. It's not all right, I'm going to try to catch things in the couch and be able to last from the town. Not that one. So when you find that brother trusting, that's a complete belief of what we're talking about. So he's doing the required thing, plus I can trust him. So not if, because person is doing, is a good relationship with Allah, it means he's okay in the social life. A lot of people, they have knowledge, they teach people and they are pious and everything, but in the social affairs, they take you. So the Quran says, Islam is deen akhlaq. Akhlaq is very important. Akhlaq is very, very important. You cannot achieve the knowledge with the addition for someone, at least learn akhlaq. If you cannot make amr ma'ruf and nahy an munkar because you don't have the knowledge to say to the people, this is halal and haram, have a good brother who is pious and righteous. Make him your brother, close to you. Because akhl is the one very important. The poet before said, أَخَاكَ أَخَاكَ إِنَّ مَنْ لَا أَخَلْ لَهُ كَفَاعِ إِلَى الْهَيْجَى بِغَيْرِ سِلَاحِ فَهَيْجَى الْحَقِ. So, your brother is very important. The one who does not have a brother is a soldier going to the war without a weapon. You can go to the war without a weapon. You can go to school without a pencil. No, he said, yes, I can go to the laptop. Huh? Some people will tell me, yes, I can go to school without a pencil or a pencil, chair. I can take a laptop. All right. So can you go to school without a pencil to read and write? Yes, Sheikh, we take homework without reading and writing. I'm not talking about this. I'm just giving the examples that you interpreted to you. Can you go to school without the need for school? Of course, no. Go to school, you have to follow the requirements of the school. Go to college, requirements of college. So there is certain needs. If you are not qualified, then you are. Qualified in Islam, brother. So you apply this aid. This is the one that comes for you for yourself. So everyone is living in a desert. And he needs oneself applying the deen. We are not monks here and the rahbaniyin and this priest and the, no, Islam like that. Islam came to us as a whole to play a thing. And that's what number 10 is in the behavior of the Muslim, tawabah. You become humble to your Muslim brother. As in Latin ala al-mu'mineen, azzatin ala al-kafirin. They are humble with each other. He was giving an honor on the belief of the Muslim. Not because it means you go pick them. No. Dignity means proud to be a Muslim. I am better than everyone who is not a Muslim because Alhamdulillah الذي هلانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا من الله Alhamdulillah that Allah made us Muslim. Alhamdulillah, we pray for Allah, we pray for Allah for that and we are happy that we are proud of everyone. See, a person driving Rolls Royce or Mercedes or anything. He feels that he is much better than everyone in the highway. Right? For the other idea. Why he is driving a Mercedes then? Why he bought it? Why a person goes to the dealer instead of buying a Toyota car, he buys a Rolls Royce? Why? Tell me why every cool car. Very good. So he thinks that his car will be better than any other car in the neighborhood. That's the main goal. Because if a person's good with the reliability of the car, he wants a reliable car, Allah, yani, instead of spending $250,000 on a car, he just spends $50,000. Like the son of the so what? But he can get a good Lexus, but it's fine. And it will do the job in a cool car. But he wants a Rolls Royce. It's cooler, cool, yani. It's cooler than the cool. Alright? So, think why he's doing it? Because he wants to feel that he's a part. The rest of the salt is crawling on the freeway. In the pantry or in the, whatever they call it, you know, huge thing. Allah has no people, subhanAllah al-Azim. May Allah forgive them and give them, inshaAllah, hidayah. In the garage, you find Rolls Royce and this old antique car. You know, old antique car, like maybe the car is half million dollars or something. Two, three cars like that. This is like, just for the show, right? And, yani, mashallah, his car. And then he has his own car, his wife has her own car, his daughter has her own car, and his son has his own car, and then, subhanAllah, you are opening a dealership, you are right. In the level of the Rajul is life. That is the life. They, without this, they will never think that they are living the life. But for a rare reason, this is okay. Life for me is, I have a place to live, alhamdulillah, peace. I'm not saying that, yani, it's in the street or a poor person. My children have, my wife has, alhamdulillah, I'm well, okay. I'm not looking that far, you know. If all my dreams is a little bit advanced one day, but not that much. Because I am satisfied with what Allah gave me in this life, and I am satisfied in advance with what Allah will reward me if he wishes, inshallah, thereafter. So all this becomes cheap for me. So, brothers, we are very, very important. And that example I give, person thinks he's the best. So what would make a person the best? Islam. That's why I feel like everyone around, he does not have that gift that I am being given from Allah of Islam. All the community does not have the gift that I have that good brother who is always advising me and stopping me from doing anything bad and taking care of my family when I'm absent, and he is like me when I'm not there. So that's very, very important. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا الحديث جرد من أبي سنن أبي داود وابن ماجه وحديث صحيح من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سيد إن الله تعالى أوحى إلي أن تواضعوا إن الله تعالى أوحى إلي الله يفيد سميد ذي خمضل والإسامة حتى لا يظهر أحد على أحد so do not be proud toward each other meaning what? Why the Prophet said that? So this was the tradition before Islam. Remember? Person comes, one place, but the other one comes, and sing from other tribe, and each one starts counting what his friend can do, what he can do in war, what he can do in this, my father did that, my family did this, my friend did that. And this is how they live above each other. That's why when it becomes a Christian Islam, says the Rasulullah, we say this poetry, that's our poetry here. Who you have here? And Rasulullah said, he said, Ya Fatima, salini ma shirti min mali, fayni la ugni ashin Allah shay. Ya Safiya, ya Ammat Rasulillah, i'mali, fayni la ugni ashin Allah shay. Ya Bani Hadi, i'malu, la atini al-nasi wa man qiyamati bi salati wa zakati, wa ta'tuni bi awzari, fa qulun, ahmilha anna ya Muhammad, la ugni ashin Allah shay. Safiya, my aunt, sister of my father, do, because your actions will prevent you from going ahead, but I cannot help you out. Ya Fatima, my daughter, ask me for whatever money you want from me. But do not ask me to intercede for you and go to the Jannah without you having some qualification. You have to do good deeds. Because it's not enough for me with my staff. If I ask to have some foundation there, personally, you must say one rak'ah. How is Allah with the fa'atim? It is judgment. Because you are doing a lot from your own make you fat to me. Okay, what do you have? What is the intention? Like one of the scholars was saying, when we correct the paper in the university, Maybe some of you will know this. And they find, I don't know if this applies here or not, but back home they have legends of Rabi'ah. Some passion with a student who needs one grade, two grades, to pass. So instead of looking him fail, give him that grade, find something, he is doing the right thing, he has a good way of writing, he is maybe for that, so you can't find excuses for him or her. But if a person is bringing zero, how is going to make him go, he has to fail down, he has to fail this one, I have to fail him, to learn the lesson. So same thing as Rasulullah said. So it's not necessarily to be proud of your family or your grandfather was a good person or your father is a five person. Because your brother is a five person, that means you are five person. No. You have to do for yourself first. Then they will help you out to give you a push, inshaAllah. Also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the tafsir of ayah, يَا أَيَّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ فَسَّحُوا يَفْسَحُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ إِذَا قِيلَ انْشُزُوا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh you who believe, if someone begs you to give a space, give a space. And if someone begs you to stand up so they can sit in the new place, stand up and sit in the place. Allah will raise you up high. Darajat. Some people are angry. Especially old people think that Allah prescribed this book for them. So, yeah, I see some people, oh, if I ask a guy something in the first life, they will go in the second life.
Yeah.
Some of you maybe don't think that. They like, yo, this is book of Astaghfirullah. Don't worry. This is an actual human being, by the way. It's not something strange. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu anhu, radiallahu anhu, Khattab, when he used to put Abdullah ibn Abbas in the Majlis, who is the great Sahaba who quoted that, like Abdurrahman ibn Awf, seven years old, Abdullah ibn Abbas, 16 years old, something like that. He sit in the Majlis of Khalifa, Amir al-Mu'mineen, this is something, come on, those are the people who are very fans of the Prophet. And you bring that kid with us? Abdurrahman ibn Awf says, how can you put him with us in the same Majlis, in the same session, consultation of Surah? And our children like him, older than him. فعلا الخطاب أسرح في نفسه يعني he said alright I'll go to you my point now later he Allah not best sitting so there alright so he asked them one question he said what do you think about Surah إذا جاء رسول الله الفتح what do you think about it? You know Surah إذا جاء رسول الله الفتح رأيت الناس when the picture of Allah comes and you see all the people coming you know Islam so تبح الحمد رب تستغفره سبحان الله الحمد لله and استغفر الله say that إنه كان تواب الله ورسل الله ورسل so that means all the Sahab says Allah told رسول الله told us that if he finds all Muslim people coming to Islam so you have to thank Allah and praise him and you same thing okay Ibn Abbas what do you think about this little kid you are talking about He said, this was one message from Allah to His Rasul that his life is about to end. See the understanding? How? Simply because if all the people start coming rushing to Islam, then what Rasulullah would do? What was his job to start with? To give da'wah to people. Now da'wah starts bringing its fruit. So we cannot give this life. Finish, you finish your job. Ya Muhammad. So he said, Allah, ya Akhi, oh my nephew, I did not know anything better than this. That's what we learned from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now you know why I'm putting him here? Alright? So do not say because you're here, you have or because he's young. No. Sufyan ibn Uyayna, one time with a great Muhaddithin, he's sitting in the Hadith, and inshallah, great young scholar, learning from Sufyan ibn Uyayna, the Humayni ibn al-Tabqa, his Tabqa. Of the students of Sufyan ibn Uyayna, Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Hadith. The Hadith is the stage of Amir al-Mu'mineen. So, let his son come, 7-8 years old, and he is becoming shy, like he is looking embarrassed. You know when a child comes and all the people sitting there, all the people 5 years, but all this. And he's coming and having his, you know, ink, and his, and putting the books and stuff, and he starts to learn from Sufyan. So they start laughing, all of them. So they start, all of them laughing. So Sufyan ibn Uyayna said, why are you laughing? And then he starts telling his, one of his students, you see me, يعني. And he starts describing his sense, يعني. وطولي خمسة أشبار ووجهي كالدينار ونعلي كأذن الفار
keep passing again. What about if you see a term around a big street, when I am just 5 feet, you know, like tall, and my shoes is like the ears of the rat of the mice, and my face is like the dinar, is like the coin. And you know, start describing himself, and I am coming to learn from such and such person. And I sit among those tabi'een, like Al-Zuhri, Malik ibn Dinar, أجلس بينهم كالمسمار. So I'm sitting between those and I'm learning. So they start all laughing. And Zerb Ayn starts laughing. And all of them start laughing. And this is Baraka, that little child. This is the message of Ayn. This is Baraka from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something good. That's why those people used to bring the children to the majalis of ulama. So they, when they grow up, instead of Barney and the Teletubbies and all these kind of things, in the TV and channel, they wake up on the names of Sahaba. Abu Bakr Siddiq, Umar bin Khattab, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Tabi'in, this call, and all this. So when you grow up, this is not strange to his ears or her ears. So they start learning. This is Sulufi, rahimahullah, Imam Sulufi. Great man of Tafsir and Fiqh, everything. He used to be proud that his father used to take him to the Masjid of Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, the Egyptian. Egyptian, but Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani is one of the great Muhaddithin who explained in the book of Sahih al-Bukhari in 14 volumes, inshallah, big, huge volume. He explained this Ibn Hajar was great. And simply when he was 3 years old, he first said, when I was 3 years old, I was sitting in the Masjid of Ibn Hajar. He is not going to understand anything, but it's counted in the history that he was sitting in front of Ibn Hajar. That is honor and dignity. Not my honor that who such and such basketball player signed my signed for me a basketball. Or this one I have the card for this whatever this football player or whatever. What honor is this? Tell me. Wallahi, for me it doesn't value anything. Wallahi, if they give me that card and they give me money on it, I will not accept it to have it in my house. Why? Why what's the card work for? Quran works for me a lot. To have Quran, read it in my life, it doesn't mean anything in the world. So this is very, very important. When someone tells you to go, give a space, you give a space, and do not think that by age or by social stratification, as they said, that makes a difference. No. Islam came to destroy this. So all of us who came, said the one who has taqwa. So Rasulullah ta'ala said, لَا يُقِيمَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ رَجُلًا مِنْ مَجْلِسِهِ وَحَتُّوا مَا يَجْلِسُ فِيهِ وَلَكِنْ تَوَسَّعُوا وَسَّعُوا. So no one told him, Sada, and sit in his place. No, but make space. Back home, if I'm ready, good khatib, mashallah, scholar, big scholar, 20,000-30,000 people praying Isha behind them, who are talking here. It's not like something little. Literally, 20,000-40,000 sometimes praying behind the chair. So, Qabari Isha, they go outside to find a place. You find some people, rich people, and they're sitting in the first line, and they are, inshallah, and people come to each other outside, in the sun. So, this is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised. Also, we talked about that in the text in the beginning, so do not desert your brother more than 3 days. As I said, for personal reasons. For personal reasons, you cannot abandon or avoid your brother for more than 3 days. But if it's for shari'i reason, for some disobedience of Allah that you insist on doing, this is another case. And here, I want to emphasize on forgiving people. Forgiving people, subhanAllah. Ya'ni, and the list of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdullah ibn Ubayy ibn Salul, he did that no one did, like no one did, hurt him Rasulullah ta'ala. Great monastic in Medina. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was nice till the end. Because one of his monastic, Allah knows his place, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his prayer, and he did. Till his son Abdullah ibn Abdullah was one of the greatest Sahabas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nice to his father because of him. So do not judge people and say, I will never forgive him. I will never forgive her as long as I live. Who Sheikh gives you the ability to control the future? To judge the future? Because that means you know what's going to happen tomorrow? That's what he's telling me. That person, I will never, even if they come and take me and kiss my feet, I will never forgive them. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله يا أخي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if a person do whatever, and he comes to me, I'll come to him, honey. Allah said, I'll come to him, I'll come to him.
and you don't have that, the Prophet will forget. Even the munafiqeen come, يعني يغفر لهم ظاهرهم ويغفر الله سرائرهم. Don't, يعني الله تعالى says, Allah forgive you for the excuses they give. He knows that they are lying. He knows they are lying to him. He knows. But he said, Allah take care of your sins. But whatever you said, I believe you or I forgive you. And غزوة تبوك على بدر تبوك one day. He said, yeah, don't we didn't go because we didn't. All right. Allah take care of you. And she said, I know, he's lying. He is fighting with me, then he's telling me I'm sorry. So I'm not going to accept it from him. All right, he said sorry, all right, accept it, become you are the generous one, and let him destroy himself, or Allah took care of him, ya akhi. Subhanallah. At least you have some love on someone. You have some right on someone. Save it in the day of judgment. Save it to that day. Don't want to save in that day. That you save from the reward of that person. Why won't become equal to him? Why? Because the people, when someone insults you, and you reply to that insult, so what happened? You did not raise him up to your level. No, you went down to his level. You went down to his level. Umm al-Darda, radiallahu anhu, Allah, the wife of Abu Darda, Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one time someone said, this person, waqa' fiki inda Abd al-Malik. Malik al-Marwani, the Khalifa of the Mu'min at that time, that one person came and told her that that person backbit you, he said something wrong about you in front of Abd al-Malik al-Marwani. You know what she replied? She says, لَقَالَمَا مُجِحْنَا بِمَا لَيْسَ فِيْنَا. Yeah, many times people praise us with something we don't have. So yeah, sometimes little people also insult us with something we don't have. Look at this, subhanAllah, this is Adam Rafi'i, learning from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she says, many times, why, if like someone comes and tells you, mashallah, you understand the Islam better than the one, you accept it on yourself, even you don't understand. Someone tells you, yeah, here you are, mashallah, your voice is better, you know, and you don't even know how to eat it. But he takes what is worth, alhamdulillah, I do a lot of effort in that. But if someone say something in front of someone about you, how come you say this? He is like this. All right, yani you accept to be praised with something not in you, and you refuse to be insulted with something also not in you. SubhanAllah, this is sick to you, Hashem. Someone says, Mandu Hizmullah. All right. People know, I don't know, say something either me or him. What is that? Right? Because if someone tells me you are a Muslim or you are a Catholic, one of two things. Either I am a Catholic or I am not. Okay? If I am a Catholic or a Muslim, so he said the word of truth, so I would say like that, A'udhu Billahi Min Shaitan, come on. If I am not, which Alhamdulillah I am not, Alhamdulillah, I hope from Allah that I am not a Muslim. So that person did what? He lied. He accused his Muslim brother with something, not in him, and this is a kabira min al-kabira. This is a great sin in the minimum, yeah. Aqal kabira. إلا ليكن قد باع بها هو يعني. Because if a person said to a person you are a munafiq, and he is not a munafiq, he is said to the munafiq. If a person said to a person you are a kafir, that person is not a kafir, he is a kafir. Because only a kafir will say to the moment that you are a kafir. You get the equation here? So do not be mad when someone insults you with something not in you. You know, mashallah, my father one time used to tell me one story in the Arabic literature, very nice story. But he said one time there was a very generous person, known Arabic, I forget his name now. And he was the point of jealousy for everyone. No one can mention courage, generous, money, everything. Good belief, everything. So someone said, Allah, I will humiliate him. I will humiliate him and I will do something. There's some people like that. When someone is standing like a mountain, you find a small rat or something coming, trying to, you know, scratch, thinking that he will subdue the mountain properly, you know. But he will do nothing but being a point of laughing of everyone. So he said to that person, he came while he's running his mountain, and said, you are that person, some person, you are this, you are that, you are this. So that person is standing, listening. You finish? You finish. See, he's destroying him, cutting him with the boy. The president was, if you are not done, I can do it for you. If you are not done, still you have some more, I want to get all out. See, he's getting all out. So I don't want you to have that load of your chest, you know? Just get it out now. Alright, then after he finished, he says, إِنَّهَا شَهَادَةٌ إِنَّهَا شَهَادَةٌ It is a testimony. And he left. That guy starts crying to a point that if you say, what? Imagine you get him real good. Some people like that, you know, they clap for someone when they heard their Muslim brother. You get him good, man. Why are you crying like this? He said, Wallah, you told me a word. I wish I would not have existed before. He said, what is that word? He said, إِنَّهَا شَهَادَةٌ You know what did he mean? شهادة for what? You got him good, man. He said, you hear the Paul saying, إذا جاءت مثبتي من لئيم فإنها الشهادة على أني كامل. He's referring to a verse of poetry that when a لئيم or a low-level person insults me, that is a testimony that I'm a person. If you find the low-level people insulting the high-level people, that means this is that means if they did not achieve that status, this people would not criticize it anyway. So some people like that. When they find a big island, they start criticizing him. They don't feel criticized as a person who is giving fatwas or making it easy for everyone. No one criticizes that one. They love this person. But when there is someone on the way of Allah, they will start digging in his personal life, accusing him with something. That's the habit. Huh? They accuse Rasulullah and Aisha رضي الله عنها. They say Rasulullah, he's listening to everyone. He's just, taking with assumptions, people, like that. فَيَقُولُونَهُ عُذْرٌ قُلْ عُذْرُ خَيْرٍ لَكُمْ يَأْمُرُ بِاللَّهِ يَأْمُرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So this is very important to know. So no backbiting, no disbiting, no insulting, and no saying the defects of your Muslim brother or mocking them, as you heard in the Salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who you believe. And it is rarely that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala separates males from females in an order. In Quran, when Allah says, includes male and female. But in this verse, he gives the order to male, same order to the female. So the female doesn't think that they are included in the package, yeah, the whole thing, so we are part of it. No, the rule is separate for you, inshallah. Also. So no one is excluded. Allah said, يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمَ مِنْ قَوْمَ عَسَى لِقُوْمَ وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِنْ نِسَاءٍ It was after Allah said, يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَسْخَرُوا بِبَعْضِكُمْ This and the meaning is this. But Allah said, do not mock each other, male to each other, or female to each other, or the opposite of course. Because maybe they are different than you. So do not judge people by the way they look, or by something that they cannot do, maybe start laughing with them. Some people like that. When someone لا يخفى قوم من قوم عسى ولا نساء من نساء عسى. The purpose that women or men, when, يعني, let me explain it in example from real life. If I give the order to the people in the masjid, all of them, I said, inshallah, we have an open house, so everybody can come there. Huh? So, what does it mean? That means, alright, everybody's thinking that other people will go. You understand my point? But if I said, you, inshallah, come, I want to see you tonight. You, I want to see you tonight. You, if each one, so everyone is absent, he feels that he disobeyed. So that's the importance of that thing. So Allah says, it doesn't mean that it's low level when Allah talks to us in general. But this is the natural human being. When you are in the middle of a group, you think everybody else will do it. Okay? So you are in the middle, just in the middle. But when I'm emphasizing to you all, that means like, that's very important. So Allah says, male, very important. Female, that's very important. Because the female says, oh, males, they are doing that more. But we are not included. So they allow themselves to speak up. And the men will say, oh, women are the only ones who are fighting and backfighting. We are men. No, Allah started with you here. So that's very important. So do not mock each other on the basis of status in society. or that person you cannot do this, that person you cannot do that. SubhanAllah, one time Ibn Umar ibn Khattab sent Ammar ibn Yasir to Al-Kufa, or one place in Iraq. They sent to Umar complaining from him. So Umar said, in order to come back, send Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. So he goes, they complain again. So they don't like anyone there. They don't like Al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. Cut the head, خلاص, they like. Yeah, when the Hajjaj went there, Allahu Akbar, you hear the story of him. Big time problem. But this is not love, the hell of Umar ibn Khattab. So he sent them to Umar ibn Khattab and went himself. Why are you this problem, Lord? This is a place of, you know, rough all the time. They said he cannot even know how to pray. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never said to anyone, فداك أبو أمي إستب سعد بن أبو وقاص. إرمي ساعد فداك أبو أمي لما أدري واحد. بيت كفار. رسول الله تريد سعد بن أبو وقاص. He can look for him. So سعد بن أبو وقاص make a dua on that person. So يا الله, this person, if he is lying and accusing you of lying, yeah, and give him this. And that person did not die unless the dua was done to him. He got old, his, you know, eyebrows went down his eyes, so he's sitting, he's kind of like having this, you know, shaking body, and he is any woman going, he say a word, looking at the woman, and doing this. When he's old, subhanAllah, fitna, Allah put him in fitna, punishment for accusing one of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with something he doesn't have. So never, never say to that person, oh, he doesn't know how to do this, he doesn't know how to do that. He's, I was laughing and I was mocking that person. No good. Better to go advise with your knowledge. If that person cannot fix this thing, brother, it's not done like that way. It's better to be done like this. Adam. The man came, he reneged in the masjid of Rasulullah. You know the story. So leave him. And then he asked Al-Arab, oh brother, this masjid is place for Salah. You cannot do this kind of thing. He's coming from the desert. He doesn't know. But he doesn't know no better than this. So do not punish him for something he doesn't know. Teach him the better. Teach him the good behavior before you criticize the bad behavior. And also, اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن do not assume bad. Do not assume bad. What is that? Umar ibn Khattab رضي الله عنه said, لا يظنن أحدكم بأخيه شرا وهو يجد لكلامه من الخير مخرجا. Yani when someone tells you a word, that's what he meant. He meant such and such. And he starts interpreting it bad. He said, even you are sure that he meant bad, as long as it can be a good interpretation for it, interpret it the good way. Until otherwise prove it. But do not, you be careful though. You be careful. But do not accuse him with bad intention. Because if he's 99%, you are sure that his intention is bad, there is 1%. That 1% can be the good one, he meant it at that moment. So do not take it all the time that he is very intention. That's what it is meant by this. وَلَا تَجَفْتَتُوا وَلَا يَغْتَتُوا InshaAllah, next time we will explain that verse in detail because it needs a lot of explanation. Especially غَيْبَ, also backbiting. Backbiting will have small khutbah, small depth about it. Very important and scary at the same time. When you talk, it feels so sweet. When you're talking about someone that's absent, it feels so sweet. But drastic influence, drastic consequences. In this life and in the day of which inshallah, later about that verse and about ghaiba especially, so we'll go in detail in it, inshallah. So, person cannot backbite, person cannot mock anyone, person cannot despise him or insult him, even with a defect, like someone is limping on his feet. You know, when we were young, when you don't think, people start telling the people, you know, with their defect. The defect that they are created with, could be defect. Everything Allah created is good. We have our own measurements, we create our own measurements. That this person, if he is living, he is low. If this person is blind, that means he is not good. It's not a defect. It is khalq of Allah. As a khalq of Allah, fa'arudu. ماذا خلق الإنسان؟ خلق الله can do anything to anyone. Right? يخلق الله ما يشاء. يخلق الله ما يشاء. الله can do whatever he wants. Also, you cannot insult people, insult yourself. Something with his parents, something with his wife, something with her husband, something with their father. You son such and such, you would have done this. Mother such and such, astaghfirullah. All this not in Islam. Now, subhanAllah, even this is the tahiyyah of some of the people in the morning. This is that, and you take eating in the morning. Instead of saying astaghfirullah, subhanAllah, now Allah is in the list. The people will say, oh, he said the F word, he said the F word, he said the A word, G word, C word, D word, G word, every word. It's never happened, the word now. So so much that you cannot. Last thing you know, I heard, you know what? I don't know if I'm right or wrong. I'm saying just that I'm following up with all the things happening around. Someone told me here in the restaurant in California or Florida or something, there is a restaurant for people to insult each other. It's happening, even a name which is bad. I don't want to say it yeah, from the recording and this. Name was that. And they greet each other with long names. One brother in his jahiliyyah, before he became a good Muslim, he said when I don't remember the state exactly, and I don't want to say the name of this place. So he said that this is so famous, and that he will book 1 week at a time. A'udhu Billah. Allah blessed us that we become a Muslim. I told him, Allah blessed us that we became Muslim. Muslim is the best person, certainly, and outside of the way, certainly. Outside, Islam becomes to hygiene, how to look good, how to be, to clean yourself in the morning, this, which work, always clean your, even teeth. Can't be a religion that will tell you to clean your teeth. Except you go to the dentist, you'll never hear someone telling you. Yeah, you see, when someone sneezes, like this, do this, do that. When someone comes, like this, like that, everything to come like this, it's not for you. When you go to restroom, how you clean yourself, said in Islam, ya akhi. How you clean yourself, wash your body 5 times a day, wudu. The ghusl if you do such and such. So, what religion can you do? And internally, you don't tell lies, you don't cheat, you don't do this. Not because you will get games behind it, worldly, but because of the sake of Allah. I have to tell you the truth, regardless of what I'm going to get from you. What other religion say? That's why Muslims is a bit. If he applies Islam, of course. I'm not saying Muslims, yani, just by being a Muslim means okay. There are Muslims who are shame on Islam, of course. We're not talking about them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith al-sahih, Mustafa Khalid, Sidahu al-Muslim fusuq wa qitaluhu kufr. So Muslim, insult another Muslim brother, is a fasiq, a belief. And killing him or fighting with him is kufr al-Azhu Billah. Also, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يرضي رجل الرجل what you are saying. No one insults someone with fisk or cook, إلا ارتد عليه إلا لكم صاحبه كذلك. Either that person is insulted with fisk or cook or nifaq or whatever, he is what he's saying, or it will come back to you. So you better be quiet if you are sure that what is haram, لعن الشخص بعينه, حتى لعن الكافر بعينه حرام. Even if there is a kafir, and you tell him, عليك لعن الله, it's haram to say that in Islam, in his face. Because he can become a Muslim, then لعن الله will say, no. So, subhanAllah, even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one time, you know, remember the people who killed the Sahaba, and the Sahaba started making qunut against them for one more month, and finally they said, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, kill those people. Then Allah gives to him to stop killing them. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, Ya Allah, guys, they killed, they became Muslim. The whole tribe. So, you killed the kuffar, killer. Allah la'an, kuffar. Oh Allah curse all whoever destroying the Muslim. Oh Allah curse in general. But a person in his eyes is hard to do that. Except yeah, if he does. Halas, he insults Islam and he does, this is another issue. So it's very important. Also, even a person does. Do not try to count his defects. Do not try to count his defects. He dies already. Allah is taking care of him now. Finished, died. Except you are studying history or telling what happened to the people before, this is another thing. But if some Muslim person, he dies, he said the same, hide with him, finish the deed. May Allah forgive them all, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تسبوا الأموال فإنه قد أفضوا إلى ما قدموا. You said, والله they did such and such and such and such. Allah take care of them. عليهم والله ما يستحقون. Yes, they were bad. But is there already a man Allah taking care of him? So you don't need to tell him or insult him, he already died. He already died. By the way, Allah taking care of no one better than that. So stop insulting a person who is there. Because this is a habit, you know, some people they do. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم beautiful hadith. يسب الرجل من الكبائر from كبائر من ليك السن شتم الرجل والديه a person insulting his parents. Back. So actually you are the one who insulted all your family. Because you know, sometimes my father is dearer to me than hundreds of your family. If you insult my father, I insult everyone in your family. We're not talking about good Muslims, talking about ignorant people. So do not insult someone, because even Allah said to the Muslims, do not insult the gods that the kuffar worship. Imagine that. Do not insult them. You know why? Because you insult them, they will insult Allah. وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. You insult because the Sahaba said insulting Allah وَالْعُزَّ وَمَنَا وَهُبَلْ وَهُبَلْ. So he said, no. Don't insult the names of their idols. You insult them, they will insult Allah. Because for them it's equal. Your God is my God. If you insult my God, I'll insult your God. So we don't allow our Allah to insult us. So don't insult anyone else. Even they worship insulted. They worship. But we're not going to say it because the consequence is bad. It's worse. So we're not going to say it. Even if it needed to be said. Okay? So very important to do this. Big one also. Inshallah we can talk about it. See, سبحان الله الرجل يكتب أخلاق البرد حسن الله حسن envy bad eyes. Don't tell me that your eyes inshallah يعني good and nice and everyone. Allah will say قل أعوذ برب الفلق to رسول الله قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب. فلن ابتدت بالعقد من شر وسبت ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد مني. Why Allah did not say ومن شر حاسد and from the evil of the envious person إذا حسد. Why? Means some people they are cooling down, no? They are envious but they don't envy. That means all of us count. Alright? So all of us have that part inside of us. As long as it is not used, you are alright. But I did reveal you Allah from the evil when you start doing so. We said the hasid and ibad. That means when he is not making hasad, there is no shadr. Fish shadr. Lama yakshid. When he starts. And subhanAllah, there was tribes in Arabia marked for being envy. They killed by their eyes. That's power, you know? Yeah, I heard that closer sooner, someone in the show, radio show, that with his eyes, he gave like some electric power to the opponent, so he paralyzed them. And they showed that on shows or something like that. Or with a small touch to a certain point of the body, he paralyzed the person. And really, I asked some people, they said, yeah, it's really good. So before the person from that tribe, he's sitting in front of his tent, mashallah, and he said his Jariyah servant, take this pot, take this plate, and go bring the meat of that camel. The camel just passing by. There is a nice strong camel passing by, someone riding it or putting something So he tell his servant, go to Hazrat camp and bring me some cooked meat back. She said, how come the camp is only 4 feet? He said, by the time it reaches all the quality, walking on 4 feet. And truly it happened. So she goes behind, and the camel before reaching a few yards, the camel falls down, the guy, oh yeah, the king brings the knife, right? So the meat distributed. So she brings back the meat. Hasad, not just given like, oh, how beautiful is that camel. Camel dropped there. So Allah Ta'ala says, Al-Aynu adkhalat al-rajul al-khafra wal-camel al-qidr. The eye put a human being in the grave and the camel in the cooking pot. Just someone with his eyes. Ah, very strong, I'm telling you. Hasad, oh, A'udhu Billah from Hasad. A'udhu Billah, people can kill each other with this. So the Torah of Allah said, no. Become cool. Don't. If you want to envy someone in a nice way, envy in the knowledge. I wish to be like him. But Hasad is تَمَنِّي زَوَاءِ النِّعْمَةِ الْغَيْرِ حَتَّى وَلَمْ تَوْلِ إِلَيْهِ. That a person wishes that enjoy it with that person to go away, even if it doesn't come to me, I don't care. I just don't want him to have it. I don't want him to love him. That person, everyone loves him. And instead of saying, I want everyone to love me like him, I don't want people to love him, even if they hate me, but don't love him.
You wish to have
him. No, that means someone, for example, is rich. Okay? But not rich, he is doing disobedience. So you wish, Ya Allah, I don't want to have the money if it leads me to do this. But we are talking about a person who is generous. And that's what Rasulullah spoke about. لا حسد إلا في اثنتين. رجل أتى الله مالا فسلط على هلكته بالحق. ورجل أتى الله حكمة فهو يقضي بها يعلمه. ورجل أتى القرآن ورجل أتى الله حكمة في روايات مثلا. So after that said, no envy except in two things. And when Rasulullah said except, that means the envy, the fact of envy will change itself. Envy means you hope that that person goes away from him this whatever he's enjoying, even if it doesn't come to you. But if you wish that it goes away from him and comes to you, even still bad. But if you wish to be like him, so you can do good like him, that's good.
No, it's
not right. That's what the Prophet said, illa fitnatay. Means, في معاني ذلك كله حسن خالص. Except in two things. Person who has knowledge, and a person, knowledge means a person is wise, a person is loving the community, he is doing good deeds, a person who is having knowledge, teaching everyone. So you wish for Allah to be like him, and he increase also his knowledge and his money. That is the only allowed way. But still, if he's driving to the car, I wish to have a car better than that. But why you want to one like him? You want, why? It's depending on your intention. But there's nothing wrong in that. I wish that I have the ni'mah like that brother. But fine. But he says you have to learn only this in the matters of akhirah, not in the matters of dunya at all. I don't need to wish to have something material to start with. Don't need to wish. I go visit your house, I find a better house, mashallah, barakallah. I don't wish to have all like this. I'm living in an apartment, but alhamdulillah, I'm happy with that. So may Allah increase your risk. And may Allah give me also halal. But if I don't have the house, it's not a big deal for me. That's how we should learn. I wish that I have that shirt, but if I don't have it, it doesn't matter. So if it's equal to you, you will never wish from the beginning. Okay. So you only wish for the good affair, the good thing for you. That's what we say, that always read al-akhlaq al-ma'ruf. Qulullah ahad, 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 Rasulullah ta'ala need to read them after every single prayer, by the way. Some people, they know, read as a kursi only, but the Prophet read as a kursi, qulullah ahad, qulullah ahad, qulullah ahad, qulullah ahad, then he makes hafq of the salah on his fingertips, by the way. This is not on the finger joints. Some people, they do the finger joints. The sunnah is doing the fingertips. ويعقد عليها بالأنامل الحديث الأنامل جمع أنملة the thumb you know the upper part of the finger not the joint رسول الله did not do the سبحان الله الحمد لله with his joint he did on the tip of his fingers that's what he said Sunnah, yeah. But if you do a new, that's fine, you know. Nothing wrong here, but Sunnah. Not everything you learn from your childhood is necessarily right. Alright? A lot of things you learn wrong. Tradition and culture things. Wrong? Yes? What things with that?
I got better than
Alhamdulillah. Don't please tell me that I am the reason for you. Don't do that. Alright? Alhamdulillah. Allah bless me also that we among you here. Alright? Africa of him, in Hassan, yes.
في الدعاء الله أكبر ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله.
So if you feel that you will envy someone, you should say that. عندنا في مصر يقول بسم الله العين باردة. بسم الله. العين عليك باردة. صح؟ This is good. So they say بسم الله before they carry a child or they do something. Why? Name of Allah protects the evil to come from outside. From inside to outside. It cracked it, it destroyed it, like antibiotic, you know, in the moment. So that's why we say name of Allah before you do anything. When you enter somebody's house, wow, huge man, in the state of doing that, just mashaAllah, Allahu Akbar, in the word Allah in the Quran.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله.
إن ترى لنا أقل من شعور. If when you enter something, even your own house, even when you see your son running and they do smart things, say, MashaAllah, Allah Akbar, MashaAllah. You say, wow, he's smart, but you find the empty for next thing. And you did it yourself. So, yeah, Shaitan, Shaitan writes that. Shaitan writes it and hurts the person. So just, you protect yourself from your own self before anything you like, say, hey, what? ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله بسم الله الله أكبر لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله something like that. When you ride a car someone which is good say ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. When you find someone child is good say ما شاء الله الله أكبر may Allah increase his knowledge, may Allah protect him from shaitan. Always keep that because of having salah. Protect your people from yourself and protect yourself from people by reading قل عبد الله قل عبد الله and قل هو الله أحد. إن شاء الله next time we will talk more about that in the khutbah and in the may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before I finish, I want to say something very, very important. Sometimes we blame our community. It's like a hanger over there to hang the clothes. Some people, when they know that they are wrong, they want to hang us to hang their problems on it. Sheikh, why are we? Why Islam and Muslim are weak that way? We know that they are weak. Try to ask yourself the question, what wrong I am doing, what right I am not doing. What is the right thing I was supposed to do and I am not doing. What is the wrong I am supposed to and I am doing it. Ask yourself that community will be fixed. Each and everyone say that. Imam Shafi'i said, na'ibu zamanana, na'ibu zamanana wal'aibu fina wa ma li zamanina aibu suwana. Wa laysa al-dhi'bu ya'kul lahma dhi'bin wa ya'kul ba'duna ba'dan ayam. That we accuse our sons that they were doing the same thing for the worst country ever. Alright, then how lucky we have plans to fix it. We always accuse people around us, but not accusing ourselves. And the accusation is supposed to be in ourselves, so the defect is in us. But if you are busy with your defect, Allah will fix everything around you. And Imam Shafi'i says, great scholar who said those poetry, said, a wolf will not eat the meat of his worst brother, but human beings will eat the flesh of each other. See how they resemble it? Subhanallah. Also, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, I finish with that nice story. One person told him, quite a pittance, yeah, more in your life than the time of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. Why is all this trouble in your life since you become Amir al-Mu'mineen than the time of Umar ibn Khattab when he was Amir al-Mu'mineen? He said, لأن عمر كان أميرا على مثلي وأنا أمير على مثلك. Because عمر was أمير on someone like me. But I am أمير on someone like you. That's why there's too much problem. When he was أمير, all people like you're أمير now. That's why there's no problem. But when I became أمير, all people like you. That's why we have problems. So those accused the head, while all the money wrong here. So you are accusing all our leaders are worse than all our prisons are killed. And what produced that? What produced this? Who voted for this to come there? Who elected them? Who helped them? Who did not Amr Ma'ruf and Nahy Munkar? Why would you affect our deen? Result. A pyramid does not produce the top just suddenly. From air, it comes from Mars and it becomes a top. There has to be a base for the pyramid. And the more you go, the less. So the selection of the selection, this is the selection of the selection, the selection of the base. If the base is still growing, the selection of the base will become better, not worse. Then, better, better, the best on the head. Khalifa of Allah, Ali al-Mu'mineen. So if this is bad, that means this is the worst down there. The best is the worst down there. Reverse the case. If someone wars, he's the production of the war. But if someone bad, he's the production of the good. Good, better, best. Okay? Because always that you is the good, but the majority is the bad. So if you find someone bad, this is the production of the worst foundation there, ever. But if someone best, he's the production of a big, good, huge base. Because one bit only will come out. Best, yani if someone good comes out. You understand the reverse of the situation? So do not accuse the leaders all the time that they are bad. Because if the base is good, if this merchant is full, you will find 5-6 leaders coming out of it. But this merchant only has 5-6 people. So, you know, so those are the basic views, the best we have. Yeah, when you go to a class, and you say, this, mashallah, this student, he is the first top of the class. But he brings 50% in every exam. He passes, yeah, barely back. Because all stupid students, that's why he's the best. But if you go to a class, all of them, 100%. So 100% doesn't work anything now. And I remember the year my father graduated, he was telling me that half of the graduates, they have excellent and very good. Yani, you know, ratio of the success was like 50% of them were in the honor roll. 50% of the people. So whoever is like it, good, doesn't want anything. But I remember when we graduated, yani all the college, there is 2-3 people have no excellence. Some people very good, 2-3, out of class, 200, 2-3 people very good, and 15 people good, and everyone is accepted. So, when someone is accepted, say, oh, I'm accepted, good. But if half of the people are making excellent, excellent becomes so cheap. That's what I'm saying. Always the good becomes a production of a big base. So the big Muslim base is so good and praying to Allah, there will be 20% of them pious people. Out of this 20% pious people, they will become 10% muttaqeen, muhsineen. Out of the 10%, they will become 1% qualified to be leaders. And out of that 1%, they will all choose one of them. So any one of them can take a place. Like that was the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah, all the Sahaba, they went the same. You put this here, this here, they do the same job. But after this, that is the relating. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us back again to the Sunnah of Rasulullah.